Podcasters are seen as experts. Change my mind. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Full-Time Podcast Producer. My name is Isaac Smith and I'm your host. I'm a full-time podcast producer and I spend time on this show teaching you how to create, manage, and increase the quality of your show, and also how you can leverage your experience creating a podcast into a full-time podcast production business. And on this episode, I want to share by starting with a value proposition that I use whenever I am cold pitching someone a podcast or cold calling someone about starting a podcast. And it goes like this. I help coaches, speakers, and industry leaders establish their expertise by starting a podcast. And usually it goes over really well. It doesn't mean that they immediately become a client, but it's one of my favorite value propositions because I can back it up. When you are on a podcast, you are perceived differently. It's not some Hollywood aura, but it is the fact that you have done the work to create a platform and you have an audience. It doesn't matter how big or how small that audience is. It's the fact that they are tuning in to listen to you. Even if you are hosting an interview show and you're showcasing other experts, you aren't putting the spotlight on yourself as some sort of expert, but you're just sharing information from others who have put a lot of time and work into their craft and in this field, you are still seen as a person of authority on said topic because of the work that you are putting in to having a show. And so in this episode, I wanted to talk about 3 ways that you can use podcasting to establish your expertise. And the first one relates to what we've already talked about. I hesitate to use the corporate media as an example because I know a lot of people don't trust them. But think about instead independent media organizations or really small hometown news. Here's the weather for the downtown of said small zip code. Even those people, those anchors, those professionals are seen in a different light because they have an audience. Now, in the world of podcasting, someone might counter, well, you only have a few listeners, and if you're just starting, they might be right. It takes time to really grow an audience. But even starting out, if you have just a fistful of listeners, you still have more than the common person. And if you are able to share information that you have taken the time to script, to organize, to structure, to present, to research, to fact check, to put something of value out there for other people, then you have earned the right to have that platform. And there are so many other people who just don't take the time to do what it is that you are doing to establish themselves. And you become a source of information for others. Number 2 is very similar in that not only have people not done what it is that you're doing, but not everyone can. There's an article that I like to refer people to, and I'll link it in the show notes down below, but it is from the Bellow Collective called How to Predict the Death of a Podcast. Now, the numbers I'm about to share from you are from 2018, but even when you look at articles and research that have been done a lot closer to 2022, they paint the same picture and they tell the same story. The article shares data from Blueberry, which is one of the prominent RSS feed hosts that you can publish a podcast through and distribute to the different platforms like Apple and Spotify. We'll talk a lot more about that in future episodes. But just know that they shared that of their, at the time, 620,000 podcasts that they were hosting, only 82% of those had actually published an episode in the past 90 days. Just think about that for a second. 82% of 620,000 podcasts comes out to about 510,000 podcasts that had not published an episode in the past 3 months. Now, go ahead and expand that to where we're at in the rest of the market. We have over 2 million podcasts that we know of that are out there to date. 80% of 2 million, what is that, 400,000? It's a lot easier to compete with 400,000 than it is to compete with 2 million. And when you really break things down a bit farther by industry, when it comes to quality of work and content and regularity of posting, there's a lot of different ways that you can differentiate yourself in the podcast market. And I already have, again, another episode planned for that, and it is going to be a big tirade rant, one of my favorite topics to talk about. But focus more on the 82% as to the fact that that many people are not keeping up with their show. Just think about the fact that not only are there a number of people who haven't tried at all to create a platform and to have this information available to other people, but there's also at least 510,000 other people, teams, groups, organizations, businesses, publishing companies that have also given up and failed, and that have shows that are no longer active. You're beating the odds. Experts beat the odds. The third reason that I have as far as podcasting being a tool that establishes your expertise is you have access to information most people do not. I started my first solo podcast as an interview show that I used to interview other entrepreneurs that I really admired or wanted to meet, or just thought I could learn something from based off the industries that they were in. And something happened as a result of that show after I had my first few episodes under my belt. The guests that I had on the show would start talking and then they'd pause and say, well, you already know about this based off the fact you have this podcast. And I would have to stop them and ask them to either elaborate on what they were saying anyway, because, yeah, the audience might not know, or the fact was I didn't know, and I needed them to break that down for me and talk about it a bit more, and I would disclose that. I didn't keep up any false pretense that I knew more than them or that I knew everything. But at the same time, my audience started to treat me a little bit different as well. Whenever I would talk to some of them directly, they would ask me questions, they would ask for advice, and they would assume that I knew the answers based off the pretense that A, I had a podcast, and B, it was in a niche that they had questions about. And I was overjoyed at the times when I did have the answers and I could genuinely provide value to them. But at no time did I really go out of my way with that show to paint myself as an expert. People made assumptions. People perceived me as something that I was aspiring to, but at the time didn't feel like I was yet. Perception is reality. And the reality is that you are here to provide information, to provide value, to establish a platform that an audience can go to better themselves, or to find whatever it is that you're wanting to share in podcasting. You can educate, you can teach, you can inspire, you can amuse, you can do so many things with a podcast. And the audience is coming to you for that because you're the expert. Podcasting increases your credibility even if you're just starting out. And while expertise is not the only benefit that comes with starting a podcast, but if you are someone who is aspiring to be an expert or someone who is looking to further establish their place as an expert, then podcasting is for you. Now, let me stop for a second and talk to the people in the room who are interested in starting a podcast, but either have no interest in the production side at all or who just simply don't have the time. Then you might be interested in meeting my friends over at Life's Tough Media. Life's Tough Media is an amazing podcast firm that will help you craft specially tailored content that you are proud to share with the world. They work with coaches and speakers who would like to start a podcast and establish their expertise, and working with them is also an opportunity to work with me. Follow the link in the show notes below, and you can figure out how to get started and how to reach out if you have a question. Also, if you have a question for me, you can find me on LinkedIn. Send me a DM or connect or do both. That'd be great. And we can start a conversation about what podcasting needs to look like for you and what goes into having a podcast producer. Or if you're looking at becoming a podcast producer, go ahead and reach out all the same and we can get that conversation started and figure out what it's going to take for you to get from this idea to an income stream. Hope you're doing really, really well, and talk to you very, very soon.